Now we start with the spiritual session, and as we all are aware that physicians, cardiologists and any other doctor also, we remain very busy. We have to work. Doctors are the only beings who wake up for others. Industrialists, businessmen, other professionals, they don't wake up for others. So we have to work in the day as well as in the night, and that is affecting health of our brethren. So I'll ask Sister Shivani to tell us, can doctors have stress-free life? They're very busy. Can we have stress-free life? Is it possible? Because they don't get time to sleep many times. They have to get up in the night, and even while taking food, they have to stop taking food and just go and attend the patient. So can, for such people, we can have easy life and stress-free life? Thank you. So Sister Shivani, for you.
Om Shanti. Good evening. Can doctors have stress-free life? Can doctors have stress-free life? The doctors will have to decide. We would like to have. Is it possible? Can we have a stress-free life? But we are very busy. Is busy and stress the same thing? Can somebody be doing absolutely nothing and be stressed? Yes? Have you met people doing nothing?
Possible? Possible? The baby is crying, What to do at that time of night? Thank you. Ever experienced today that everything happens the way you want it?
people are
It is not going to disturb me. He never took this exercise of accepting people the way they are. Yes? Yes, before I create someone to me, sanskaras, parabhut sanskaras, parental sanskaras, environment sanskaras, soul sanskaras, then we will also make costume. I have all these sanskaras, then I make costume. Then I have Bhagavad sanskaras. And you have to say it in front of me, and I say to them, don't do this, not do it this way. We have to put our hope for the other person to change for each other. Will it be possible? If I tell myself to do a change, will it have to be interesting? I have to understand that coming through that set of sanskaras, even they are not aware about their own sanskaras. The only option I have is to accept that everyone is going to be walking through their sanskaras. Situations will come. If I just sit back and take charge of my life, instead of taking charge of the situation first. First take care of myself, now take charge of the situation, I'll be better equipped. Responsibilities. I have to take care of family, I have to take care of my hospital, I have to take care of my patients, I have to take care of my parents. Now I'm on that. I have to take care of. I have to take care of. Myself, yes, months of waiting. The third, responsibility. Responsibility. The ability to respond the right way to every situation. That is my responsibility. If I start taking care of that responsibility, then I have practice. Other factors will automatically be taken care of. My child and whatever you are going to give it to you, result will be. First take charge of yourself, then take charge of the child. If you will start practicing this in your workplace, one person comes in, leaves, another person comes in, do you have 30 seconds with you? Do you have 30 seconds in your opinion? Yes. Use that 30 seconds for meditation. And 30 seconds for meditation means step back from the situation and create a nice, powerful thought. I am a powerful, peaceful soul, clearing the world of fears. This one thought, I am a pure, powerful, peaceful soul, will clear things yet. Because you have just created another thought, and this is going to stop the creation of the perfect thoughts that you are doing by the patient who will come and sit outside just before you will immediately get up. Now that you have that patient, instead of looking at the other patient, how could I look at him? Another person is going to me. Now it will be through the same connection, or through the vibration that will radiate between the two people. It will be the vibration that will radiate. Now in this vibration radiates, faith with the doctor, the connection with the doctor will become very strong, he will become faster, and more important is, I will be protected from consuming the medical conditions. When you take 30 seconds to buy your drugs, this is 30 seconds to buy drugs here, so that we do not consume the negative thoughts with which they are coming. Because everybody is coming to us to study work. Come and help me. What are your professions? One is healer, another is lawyer. Two professions who have to live with me with unhappy people. Yes, everybody comes to us with unhappy. They come in with problems, they come in with pain, they come in with disease. Other professions? Easy. This is a risk finder's profession. In which the stakes are very high. Very high. If we get those things, the powers are very, very high. But if we start getting the opposite, then that is also very, very high. This is high business. But we also will do that much. We also get the highest business because people who are coming to you are really burning. If we become insurance, we don't want to be the city, but if we become the human of human being, suppose that they will come to me and they will not talk to the patient properly. Because I'm occupying with my own space, my own thoughts, I'd rather just not tell them about it and not talk to them nicely. I have just given a thing to come. That is because of certain things that are happening in the industry today. Yes, I've probably given them that exploiting them financially a little more than what they have to give. I have just added pain to them. The reason because of which people are losing faith in us and their system. What will happen if we give money to somebody good? What kind of private account will this create? What kind of private account will this create if we pay to someone keeping? If you really want to create a negative karma, the billing pain is already paid. If I am also right behavior, creates fear or anxiety in the patient. And I know that sometimes my heart doesn't think I'm so clear what I have my problem. Don't worry. It's immediately. You don't know. It's a great business. Attitude is the fear. If it creates pain in my existing condition of pain, then I have suddenly become instrument for of all of the pain which the patient creates is going to travel through. And lately we have been observing so much of what's happening in the medical industry. Let's take care. Let's take care. We cannot exploit somebody in pain. We cannot. We can't stand here because we do not realize where this is going to lead. I am coming in by exploiting someone in pain when we will have flourishing. We will have flourishing. Because it's not just money coming in, it's money coming with pain. And the other option is money coming in out of business. And strength has this business. The money will never come back in. Even if coming with lots of blessings, so you get money plus business. But if it's nothing, it's going to make money worse. And if I get money with pain and then give it to my family, and then give it to my children, then I have to give them to each money. I'm also giving them. So let's talk. Between many of us, and most of us are not doing anything like this, but even if there's a single thought ever, or any kind of pressure, from where we are working, we do stop and return and never succumb to it. Never will we succumb to it because this is very, very deep for me to come to. Then the kind of pain I ever experienced, all the challenges we have been able to get me out of it. All I know is that they will not be able to get me out of it because it was the sort of blessings that I have got. If blessings can create miracles, and the opposite of blessings also creates a lot of things. So we need to take care. Profit, yes. Love, also okay, but not at the cost of. Then I can answer why I'm stressed. I'm stressed because there is pain here. And I am actually a doctor, so never be stressed because the last blessing is you there, not in us. Nobody gets so many blessings, and people who live their life with blessings should always be. Should always be. cunning ability is not highly thought. I know how to express very well. Yes, I'm having a talk now, compassion, and I said to myself, empathy, sympathy, and this was a little bit of a this is what I said for a sudden, we are blessing, and we are really happy, and we are all right, so that we all have blessing, and I'm close to her. What is most impressive, usually centered in one of you, but, so we have to react with our day-to-day situations. So our attention is completely different to what she says. It's not something that goes on our heads, but something which we experience daily. And of course, it's something that we feel very beautifully and very nicely understanding. But most of us experience it. I think we need to understand how a private child person after hearing the discourse of the last 2 days. On behalf of my committee, I'm a chairperson, and I'm a chairperson, this is the chairperson. Thank you so much, Swami. Thank you. Thank you once again.